New data from the U.S. Census Bureau offers both promising news and problematic news on immigrants. Those who came to the U.S. this decade are more educated than immigrants who arrived in the 1990s, even though many of them still have no more than high school education. And for the first time, the Census Bureau also reports findings on second-generation Americans, or natives with one or both parents born in a foreign country. The new information reveals that the adult children of immigrants are making more money and are better educated than their parents. We invite you to join in this conversation. If you're an immigrant or first or second generation, give us a call. How did your parents' experience affect your success in the United States? Our number in Washington, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, our email address, totn@npr.org. Joining us now to help sort through some of the new data is Bill Fry, a demographer with Brookings Institution, who joins us from the studios at Brookings in Washington. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
Bill, any surprises? What are some of the surprises in this new census data?
Well, I think the real surprise is that the information that was given for 2004 based on immigrants who arrived since 2000 when the last census was taken showed that the education attainment of immigrants has risen in those last 4 years. And this is especially important for the Hispanic population because for the 1980s and for the 1990s, new immigrant waves who came to the United States who were Hispanics tended to do a little worse in the latter period than in the earlier period. But since 2000, we now see an uptick in the percentage of new Hispanic immigrants who have college degrees and a downward tick in the percentage who don't graduate from high school. There's still many more who don't graduate from high school than get college degrees, but this is kind of a reversal or kind of a tipping point, I think, and it says something about the improvement of the new immigrant waves. It's also there for Asians, but Asians, by and large, have better educations across the board, but their education levels have also improved such that for the new immigrant waves, something like 65% of all Asians have bachelor's degrees or more. So that's much better than the U.S. population as a whole.
Ah, well, clarify this for me. Are we talking about immigrants who come to this country with better education or immigrants who are going on to get more education once they're here?
Well, this is over the four-year period, so they basically have come here with this kind of education. So what this tells us is that we are now drawing a more select group of immigrants, select in terms of their higher education than was the case in the past. It's a slight improvement, but especially with the Hispanics, it's a tipping point because it moved from a downward slope now to an upward slope.
And does that also suggest that there's a greater demand for that, which might mean that Americans are not as well educated or not able to fill some of the jobs that require this kind of education?
Well, this is a touchy political topic, I think, because advocates from either side of the immigration debate either argue that immigrants are taking jobs away from native-born Americans, and others argue that there aren't. There's no simple answer to this question because it depends on the kinds of jobs. But I think that given the large demand for high-skilled jobs in this country and our knowledge economy, that the increased attraction that we're going to have for well-schooled immigrants from abroad will put us in good stead. I think there are plenty of jobs to go around in this part of the economy. I think the part of the economy where we may have to watch is sort of the growth of people that come in as high school dropouts, and I think that's an issue where I think there's even a more raging debate about whether or not immigrants are taking jobs away from native-born Americans. And again, it depends on the kinds of jobs. I should say that the other good news in this, maybe you were going to get to this anyway, is this is the first census report which allows us to compare the adults in the second generation from the new immigrants coming in. And here there is very good news, especially for Hispanics. Hispanics are much more likely to have college degrees, 18% for the second generation compared to only 10% for the new immigrants. And these Hispanics are much less likely to be high school dropouts. These are adult Hispanics, by the way, people over 25 and over, but they're second generation, and only 21% of the second generation are high school dropouts compared to 55% of the new immigrant waves coming in. So I think the real good news is what's happening after they get here in that second generation.
Let's go to the phones now. Frankie is on the line from Seattle. Hello, Frankie.
Hi there. How's it going?
Good, good. You have a story for us, or how is the...
Yeah, I'm actually driving back home to Seattle, Washington, and I was listening to this, and I'm just... I love this topic. Up in Seattle, Washington, there aren't a whole lot of Hispanics in general. I'm Mexican-American, and And what I notice is that I do real estate. I got an AA degree, and my brother, he's 19. He just finished a networking degree, and he's doing finance. He just started doing with a company. And you know what I notice is that there aren't a lot of us. I didn't realize it for a long time, but I'm starting to see a lot more. And I think where the difference is that it's caused what you guys are talking about, how people are finishing a little bit more school and they're actually getting ahead financially and in school, is because of the language. We were able to speak English and communicate without the accent. For example, like my parents, my father, he did in Mexico, he did like a technical degree or something, but his English is broken, and I've seen that it takes a toll on the workplace, and you know, being able to get to school and things like that, because sometimes he doesn't get the opportunities that other people, like in my position, get.
Are you talking about, Frankie, do you think it's a difficulty with the language? In other words, going to school is just harder because it's not your native language, or maybe a certain reticence about getting too involved because of the sense that you're different?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, they feel a little bit intimidated because it's not their first language about school. And I talk a lot about this because it's kind of fascinating to me because my mentality is so different than, for example, my parents or my uncles. I have two uncles here with their families as well that they immigrated here in the early 80s. And I think it's a little bit of both, but I what you guys are talking about is totally true. I've seen just a huge growth just since like 2000.
All right, Frankie, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Frank Stachow in Washington, talking with Bill Fry, demographer at the Brookings Institution, about the latest census figures out, showing higher education levels and higher income levels among more recent immigrants to the United States. Bill Fry, what do you think accounts for it? You heard Frankie say that that language has been a big help maybe for that second generation. Any other factors?
Well, I think language is a big one, and you know, a lot of the statistics show that it is the second generation, Hispanics, also Asians, that are sort of bilingual. They can speak at home with their parents and some of their aunts and uncles in their native language, their parents' native language, and they can speak English very well with the people in their schools and the people on the job. So I think that's a very important part of what's going on. You know, I also think that there is a kind of a spreading out of the immigrant children to other parts of the country, to new areas where they see there are these new job opportunities. There has been an out-migration of Hispanics from California, as already recorded in the 2000 census. And these are not the new immigrants, but maybe second generation, to find jobs elsewhere in the country. So I think as the jobs get matched up with this new population of better educated second generation folks, I think that helps both along.
Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's Malek. Did I have that right?
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm an Arab American, and I'm just curious about the trend for Arab Americans. There's quite almost like 4 million of us here in the U.S. And in the past, we used to be above average as far as literacy and education level. I'm just curious what the trend is in the new study. And I agree with the language from the previous caller. I think the term education needs a little bit of... we need to determine what do you mean by education, because now through globalization and the internet, it's really much easier than 10 years ago to attain or obtain a degree online without leaving your home or leaving your apartment. So I just have two questions within one, and I will take my answer off the phone.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Arab Americans, did you break out the statistics that way?
No, this survey is just too small to be able to do that. This is the kind of thing that even for small subpopulations of Hispanics, it's not possible to do that. I mean, the census, the 2000 census, did show that the Arab Americans fared quite well in terms of these measures. But unfortunately, at this point, we don't have a fine-grained analysis of them up through 2004. We probably can assume that's a very similar kind of trend. With respect to the education question, I think it's an important finding from this survey is that a big boost in education occurring with the second generation is with those people who have graduated from high school and have taken some post-high school education but had not yet achieved a college education. And that's a huge bulge. Now, some of that might certainly be from correspondence schools, from sort of web-based distance learning kinds of things. But I think that this is an omen for greater education in the future and more kinds of jobs that may be available for people who don't necessarily need a bachelor's degree but need more specialized training beyond the high school level.
All right, let's go to Demetrius. Hello, Demetrius.
Hi, this is Demetrius. Well, what I had to say was that a lot of the education factors are due to the fact, I believe, that a lot of immigrants come in looking for a better life, and in their home cultures, and because I'm Greek, I know this is true in Greece, education is seen as the primary way that people can achieve their goals.
All right. Well, but that's a good question, Demetrius, and let me put it this way to Bill Fry. Why is this changing, though? Over time, we're seeing an improvement, too.
It could be due to a rise in standards of living, or it could be just because there's more opportunity out there.
All right. Thank you, Demetrius. Bill Fry?
Yeah, well, I think that is a good point. And a lot of the countries who are sending people to the United States, the levels of education are improving, especially from some of the European countries. And I think that helps along. And, of course, the opportunities here, not only for jobs, but many of these people are coming to get an education in our universities and then wind up staying on as permanent residents. And I think that's a snowballing effect. I mean, some people have said because of the post 9/11 restrictions on immigration, there has been a bit of a downturn in the number of foreign applicants for many of our universities, and I think that's a concern on the part of many people in the administration. I think that's something that's going to be addressed. But overall, the broad trend is for more educated people to come to the U.S. because the kinds of education that's here for post-college education and also the kinds of jobs that are here.
All right, Bill, thank you very much.
Sure, I enjoyed it.
Bill Fry is a demographer at Brookings Institution, joined us from the studios at Brookings in Washington, D.C. In Washington, I'm Frank Stacio, NPR News.